The ETF list Nobody's Selling You, Best Low-Cost Funds for Beginners. Most best ETF lists online are written by someone who earns more money if you click the fund company's link than if you pick the right fund. Nobody talks about that part. Expense ratios look harmless, a 0.03% annual fee versus a 0.75% fee is barely a rounding error on paper. Run the math over 30 years on a $10,000 investment at 8% annual returns, and the expensive fund has quietly taken more than $17,000 in compounding from you. Not in a bill, not in a fee notice, just silently, every single year. Gone. That money compounds for the fund company, not for you. This breakdown covers 6 ETFs worth knowing about if you're starting out, what low expense ratios actually mean in real dollar terms, and one free backtesting tool that makes every comparison honest before you commit to anything. Worth saying at the start, a low-cost ETF isn't about finding the flashiest fund or chasing recent return numbers. It's about keeping as much of your money compounding as possible by paying the fund manager as little as you can justify. For a broad passive index fund that tracks an existing market index, there's almost no justification for paying more than 0.10% per year. Most of the best options charge 0.03%. This is what that difference actually does over time. What an expense ratio steals from you. The fee is invisible. It doesn't show up in your brokerage statement as a line item. Your fund's value just grows slightly slower than the index it tracks, and the gap flows to the fund manager every single year you hold. Two funds, both track the S&P 500. Fund A charges 0.03%. Fund B charges 0.75%. Starting with $10,000 over 30 years at 8% average annual returns, Fund A grows to roughly $95,000. Fund B ends up around $78,000. That $17,000 difference is driven entirely by fees on a $10,000 starting investment, and none of it shows up anywhere visible. Fees compound exactly the way returns do, which is the thing most beginner content skips entirely when talking about which ETF to pick. For reference, the average actively managed U.S. equity fund charges around 0.66% a year. Most of those funds underperform the index they're trying to beat. You're paying more to get less, and that's not a rare outcome. It is the standard outcome year after year, which is why passive, low-cost index investing has become the default recommendation in serious long-term financial planning circles. Anything over 0.20% for a broad passive index ETF should make you ask what exactly you're paying for, because the answer is usually not much. 6 ETFs worth starting with. No single fund is ideal for every situation or every investor. What each one does matters as much as what it charges, so read what each is built for before adding it to a portfolio. VTI, Vanguard Total Stock Market ETF, 0.03%. VTI owns every publicly traded company in the US, roughly 3,800 stocks across large, mid, and small cap all in one holding. It's the broadest single fund exposure to the U.S. market you can get, and for a beginner who believes the U.S. economy grows over the long term and doesn't want to make any specific bets about sectors or company sizes, VTI covers everything at that price. VOO, Vanguard S&P 500 ETF, 0.03%. Only the 500 largest publicly traded U.S. companies by market cap. More concentrated than VTI and skewed toward large cap names. VOO and VTI overlap heavily, sharing most of their top holdings. VOO doesn't include small and mid-cap exposure, which historically adds slight swings without dramatically changing long-run returns. Most beginners can pick either one and be fine. SCHB, Schwab US Broad Market ETF, 0.03%. Schwab's total U.S. market fund covers roughly 2,500 U.S. companies, nearly identical to VTI in structure and cost. If you're already at Schwab, using SCHB avoids unnecessary friction. Otherwise, it's the same fundamental bet with a different fund family on the label. VEA, Vanguard Developed Markets ETF, 0.05%. Stocks from developed markets outside the US, Europe, Japan, Canada, Australia, about 4,000 holdings across 24 countries. A pure US portfolio is still a concentrated single country bet, which most investors do not actively realize they're making when they buy only US funds. VEA adds international spread of holdings without the higher swings that come with emerging markets. For beginners building a three-fund portfolio, this fills the international slot cleanly. VWO, Vanguard Emerging Markets ETF, 0.08%. Emerging economies, China, India, Brazil, Taiwan, South Africa. Higher long-term growth potential in theory, higher swings in practice. Emerging markets carry currency risk, political risk, and less regulatory oversight than developed markets, which is why this one makes more sense at the second or third stage of building a portfolio rather than the first. BND, Vanguard Total Bond Market ETF, 0.03%. Thousands of US investment-grade bonds in one fund. Government debt, corporate bonds, short and long maturities. Bonds are not a growth engine. They're a shock absorber. BND is not exciting. Neither is surviving a 40% market drawdown without panic selling everything, which is the real job bonds do in a portfolio. For beginners who want to reduce swings at low cost, it's the most straightforward way to add fixed income exposure. The truth about how these comparison lists work. Most ETF comparison content is funded by asset managers, financial media sitting on fund company ad relationships, or affiliate sites earning per signup commissions. That reality influences which funds get recommended and which don't, regardless of whether the author ever acknowledges it. Fidelity Zero funds get pushed hard in comparison articles because their 0.00% expense ratio make a great headline. What most articles quietly skip, Fidelity Zero funds are proprietary products that can't be transferred to another broker in kind. If you want to move your account, you sell first. That's a taxable event on whatever gains you've built. For someone planning to stay at Fidelity indefinitely, it's probably fine. For anyone who is not certain, the lock-in is a real constraint that 0.03% Vanguard funds simply do not have. Not an argument against Fidelity Zero, an argument for reading beyond the headline number. Expense ratio is also not the only thing worth checking before you buy. Tracking error measures how closely an ETF actually follows its benchmark index. A fund charging 0.05% that consistently trails its index by 0.3% is effectively more expensive than a fund charging 0.1% with clean tracking. The number to check is tracking difference, not just the stated management fee. Bid-ask spread is the cost of buying or selling shares. High-volume ETFs like VTI and VOO have extremely tight spreads because so many people trade them every day. Niche thematic ETFs with low trading volume can have spreads that quietly eat into returns on small accounts in ways that don't appear in fee disclosures. Fund size matters for long-term stability. An ETF with under $50 million in assets can close. When it does, you get your money back, but it is a forced sale at an inconvenient time and a taxable event you didn't choose. Funds with several billion in AUM don't close. Stick to large, established funds while you're building the foundation. A free tool that makes comparisons actually honest. Portfolio Visualizer is the resource most beginner ETF content ignores. It lets you backtest any allocation against real historical data, so you can model how a 70% VTI, 20% VEA, 10% BND portfolio performed through 2008, 2020, and 2022 in about 5 minutes. No account required, completely free. Portfolio Visualizer won't predict the future, nothing will. What it does is show you how a specific allocation has actually behaved during different kinds of market stress, which is far more grounding than reading someone's opinion on what should happen next. TradingView also has a free multi-symbol comparison tool. You can overlay VOO, VTI, and BND on the same chart over any time period and see exactly where they diverged and by how much. Not for trading in and out, just for understanding what you own and how it has moved. A free account covers most of what you need for this kind of research at tradinganteguru.com and beyond. The comparison that wastes the most beginner time. VOO versus VTI. People spend days on this. Both are Vanguard, both charge 0.03%, both track US equities. They share roughly 85% of their underlying holdings. Their 10-year annualized return difference has historically been under 0.2%. Pick one. Set up automatic monthly contributions. Don't look at it for 6 months. Picking the wrong one of these two is not a real risk. Spending 3 weeks comparing them while your money sits in a savings account earning almost nothing is a real risk. That's the opportunity cost that never gets calculated in the comparison articles, because it doesn't make for a compelling headline. What low cost looks like at the portfolio level. A three-fund structure covers most of what a beginner needs without adding complexity that doesn't earn its place. VTI or VOO handles US equity exposure. VEA fills international developed markets. BND adds stability when the portfolio grows to a size where reducing swings becomes worth thinking about. Total annual cost for that portfolio sits between 0.03 and 0.05%. There's a reason this structure appears in almost every serious long-term investing framework. It works because it's cheap, diversified, and simple enough to maintain without constant attention. Add complexity only when you understand exactly what the addition does and why you want it. Not because a video said sector rotation is the move this year. Not because a thematic ETF on AI or clean energy looks exciting right now. Adding funds without a clear reason adds cost and noise, not necessarily better returns. The number that matters more than any expense ratio: contributing nothing. The gap between 0.03% and 0.75% in annual fees is real. It compounds into real money over decades, worth knowing about, worth acting on. But the gap between 0.03% and 0% is barely worth your time compared to the gap between investing consistently and waiting until you've done more research. Every month you're not in something reasonable is a month of compounding you don't get back. Fees matter. The decision to start matters more than any fee tuning you will ever run. Pick a fund from this list. Open an account at a regulated brokerage. Set up automatic contributions, then read about tracking error and bid-ask spreads when you have a spare afternoon. Not before. What are beginners ask most about low-cost ETFs? Question: what is a good expense ratio for an ETF? Answer: for broad passive index ETFs, anything at or below 0.10% is considered low cost. The best US index funds charge 0.03%. For international ETFs, under 0.15% is reasonable. If a passively managed broad index fund is asking for more than 0.50%, that number needs justification before you commit. Question: can you actually get a 0% expense ratio? Answer: yes. Fidelity Zero funds like FZROX charge nothing a year. The trade-off is they are Fidelity-exclusive products that can't be transferred in kind to another broker. You'd have to sell before leaving, which creates a potential tax event. For someone committed to Fidelity long-term, it's a legitimate option. For everyone else, 0.03% Vanguard funds do not carry that constraint. Question: how many ETFs does a beginner actually need? Answer: 3 covers most situations: US equity, international equity, bonds. adding more doesn't, on its own, improve spread of holdings if the underlying assets overlap. Most beginner portfolios would be better served by simplicity and consistent contributions than by adding a fourth or fifth fund for the sake of it. Question: VOO or VTI? Answer: Either works. VOO tracks 500 large-cap U.S. companies. VTI tracks the full U.S. market, including small and mid-cap. Historical return differences have been under 0.2% a year. Pick one, stick with it, and redirect the research time toward actually investing. Question: Can I start with a small amount of money? Answer: Yes. Most major brokerages now support fractional shares, meaning you can put $25 or $50 into a high-priced ETF without buying a full share. Schwab, Fidelity, and Interactive Brokers all offer this. There is no real minimum to get started. Affiliate disclosure. Some links on tradinganti-guru.com are affiliate links. We earn a small commission if you sign up at no extra cost to you. We only link tools we would recommend, even if they paid nothing.